On Sun Hill by Linda Sarah. Two cardboard boxes big enough to sit in hide inside. Bert and Etho take them out each day, climb up Sun Hill and sit in them. Sometimes they're kings, soldiers, astronauts. Sometimes they're pirates sailing wild seas and skies, but always they're big friends. They're sailing, running, leaping, flying, their chatter and giggles, him and Etho, their silences and watching small movements in the valley and feeling big as giant kings. Bert loves their two-by-two rhythm. And then one Monday, it's cramping cold, they meet another box carrier who wants to join them. This tiny boy is called Shu. He's watched Bert and Etho every day and finally found a big enough box and courage to ask if he can play too. Etho smiles and says, sure. And so the three sit in their boxes, watch one kestrel and two lost clouds. Sometimes they're dragon slayers, side by side, house dwellers and skyscraper dancers. But Bert feels strange. One night, Bert smashes his box, stamps on it, rips it to bits. His dad shouts something flat from the front room about being quiet and that's enough. Bert stops going up Sun Hill. Etho and Shu call round sometimes. Bert avoids them. Instead, he stays at home, mostly drawing pictures of two boxes side by side. But he misses Etho. He misses their cardboard castles on Sun Hill. One day, a knock on the door. He hears Shu's voice. We made you something. Please come out. All Bert can see as he peeks from the curtain is a box, but it's much more than a box. It's got bright, waving things attached to it like huge kites. It's got colours, it's got sounds, it's got wheels. The huge box on wheels that they call Mr. Climb Fierce is hauled up Sun Hill. It's amazing. An incredible monster creature box thing. It's a supersonic rocket blaster, a triple jet transformer, a sparkling glitter king. It's even got boxes inside, one with biscuits and one with lemonade. Bert likes Shu. Shu is kind. Shu is funny. Shu is daring and brave. Bert loves their time together, their Etho-Shu-Bertiness. He loves their three-by-three rhythm. It's new and it's good. The end.